With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The American Relief Act of 2025 provides $31 billion in ad hoc disaster assistance for farmers. Reports say just under $21 billion will help farmers who suffered natural disasters in 2023 and 2024. The USDA has not announced exactly how the aid will be distributed. The ARA also had another $10 billion in economic assistance payments that the Farm Service Agency will distribute early this year. Many farmers and lenders welcome the assistance, which can make planning and loan renewal easier for the upcoming growing season. Critics are quick to point out there will be unintended consequences from that federal aid. The aid will likely slow the cost adjustments that need to occur given the current low commodity price levels. The assistance may also make landowners less inclined to lower their cash rents. Also, input suppliers may see reduced pressures to lower the cost of inputs. Most 2025 projections continue to show low returns once again this year. A 65-year-old with underlying medical conditions has succumbed to avian influenza, the first human death from bird flu in the United States. Reports show the patient was exposed to non-commercial backyard flocks and wild birds. Bird flu outbreaks have been reported in multiple states since April of 2024 and mainly caused mild illness among some patients. The Centers for Disease Control says there have been 66 human cases of bird flu in the U.S., with most being mild. H5N1 is widespread in birds worldwide, now causing outbreaks in U.S. poultry and dairy cattle. While the current public health risk is still low, the CDC is overseeing the situation and working with states to monitor people with animal exposure. The CDC is also using its flu surveillance systems to monitor for H5N1 activity in humans. Bird flu infections in humans are usually rare and don't typically spread from person to person. The Public Land Council condemned the Biden administration's irresponsible use of the Antiquities Act of 1906 to create two brand new national monuments in California. There are just days left in the Biden administration, and once again, the Antiquities Act is being recklessly applied to almost 1 million acres to create tremendous uncertainty for rural communities that rely on responsible resource management, says Caitlin Glover, executive director of the Public Lands Council. The record is clear as monument designations at the 11th hour jeopardize rangeland health, threaten local economic stability, and unnecessarily make these areas political pawns during a transition period. She also says the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Public Lands Council strongly oppose this declaration and will work with the Trump administration to limit abuses like this. House Natural Resources Committee Chair Bruce Westerman slammed the new monuments deal and vowed to roll back those designations. The Missouri Agricultural and Small Business Development Authority, or MASBDA, has committed nearly $3.4 million in funding to enhance the distribution and use of higher blends of ethanol and biodiesel across Missouri. This investment supports projects that involve the construction, installation, upgrade, or retrofit of fuel dispensers, pumps, storage tanks, and other related infrastructure throughout the state. MASBDA Executive Director Jill Wood says, "We are pleased to partner with Missouri Soybean and Missouri Corn to increase the availability of biofuels in Missouri, and these projects will create demand for two of Missouri's top commodities, which helps growers while also offering options for consumers. Several projects have been selected to receive that funding, aiming to increase the availability of biodiesel blends B6 or higher. Additionally, funding has been allocated for projects promoting higher ethanol blends, including E15 or higher, as well as E85. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.